Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you may have heard many times that there are two types of verses in Quran. One are called clear verses and the other are called ambiguous verses. Now, where do we get this from and what is the difference? How are we supposed to tell what is ambiguous and what is clear? I thought the Quran is the book of guidance. So how come those ambiguous verses, they guide us? So let's take a closer look at this verse 7 of chapter Ali Imran. He, it is who has sent down to you the book. Of it, there are some clear verses. These are the bases of the book, and others are ambiguous. Now, when we look at this verse of Quran itself, it clearly says, and note the word clearly says, it's one of those clear verses that divides the verses of Quran into categories. One is clear verses and the other is ambiguous verses. So from this we know that it is not a person, it is not someone in the history who came up with these divisions. It is not the scholars. Okay, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Now let's take a few examples to explain what the clear verses are. Say, He, Allah, is one. That's one of the clear verses, brothers and sisters. It clearly tells us, say, Allah is one. Simple as that. Let's take two more verses to inspect what clear verses look like. And then I'm going to explain how you can tell which verse is a clear verse and which verse is an ambiguous verse. Nothing whatsoever is there resembling the like of Him. Okay, this is another clear verse. Allah alone is the creator of all things. It doesn't need any explanation. It's self-explanatory. What do you understand from these verses? Is the meaning clear at the first glance or not? When you hear, say, He, Allah, is one, is the meaning clear or not? Right? It's very much clear. Similarly, for other verses, the meaning at the first glance, the meaning of the verse itself for the reader at the first glance, typically is very clear. Now, these types of verses where the meaning at the first glance is very clear and it does not stand in need for any interpretation or explanation, those are called clear verses. And after the break, we're going to return and talk about the ambiguous verses and how do ambiguous verses guide us. Stay tuned.
The Holy Quran, in the words of Professor Gary Miller.
A thing that I'm afraid is often misunderstood when they say there are verses of the Quran that are abrogated that tell you this means that some verses are overruled by other verses. That is, a verse says this, but another verse tells you that's not true anymore. There's no such pair of verses in the Quran. It's impossible. The Quran says it doesn't have any contradictions, so how could there be one verse that tells you something different than another verse? When the ayah says, If it came from other than Allah, surely they would find in it ikhtilafan kathir, many inconsistencies. There are none. There's no inconsistency. Where the misunderstanding often comes is, for example, someone will say, someone told me, I said, can you show me an abrogated verse? He says, this one, it says, don't pray if you've been drinking. But this ayah says, don't drink. But those are not two different things. This one is not different than that one. To say, don't pray when you've been drinking, is not erased by a verse which says, don't drink. Those don't say different things. It's a thing that the law is well familiar with, that you have, in effect, all you need is one law, if that's the case. The law says behave. And that eliminates all the other laws. But it doesn't. And it's in that same spirit that you may find this misunderstanding among people. They say, another example is people will say, the Quran says, don't take a second wife unless you can treat them equally. But they say, in this verse, it says you can take four. So that's a contradiction. But it's not a contradiction. The one is a qualification, the other is a limitation. It's called a contradistinction, or what is contrapuntal, but it's not in conflict. Saying don't have more than one if you can't treat them equally is not the opposite of saying don't take more than four. What I'm telling you is that there's no such thing as an abrogated verse. If by abrogation you mean this verse tells you this one isn't true anymore, there's no such verse like that. There are verses which swallow up other verses, but they don't contradict them. So it comes under that test in the sense that if somebody wants to find a contradiction in the Quran, he's welcome to even examine the so-called abrogated verses, and he won't find contradiction. There's also the point that where that argument is often used by missionaries, where they will say the Quran abrogates other verses, so it must contain contradictions. Well, they don't seem to realize that any verse that anybody has ever talked about involving abrogation was related to legal matters. And yet the ayah in the Quran that talks about abrogation is a Meccan ayah, whereas the laws didn't come till Medina. So what's being talked about, that some ayah is replaced by another ayah, can't mean the ayat of the Quran. It has to mean previous ayah. It has to mean other things that people had before the Quran.
So brothers and sisters, before we went for the break, we were talking about the difference between the clear and ambiguous verses. What are these, how to identify these verses, and how do, especially the ambiguous verses, they guide us, since Quran is the book of Allah and it is there to guide us. So we said that any verse that does not require any interpretation or any further explanation, and its meaning is clear at the first glance, are typically the clear verses. Now, contrary to that, there are many verses in Quran that are ambiguous. This means that those verses are a source of guidance, no doubt about it. But those verses are to be understood under the umbrella of other verses. At the first glance, the reader, it understands several meanings from those verses. Okay? Those are called the ambiguous verses. Let's take a quick comparison between the clear and the ambiguous verses. The clear, in Arabic, it's called muhkam. Okay? The word muhkam, it has been derived from ahkam. It means to prohibit. They prohibit these types of verses that are clear. They prohibit and repel away destructive factors from themselves. Also, firm and conclusive talks and ideas are brought up in these clear verses. These verses, they keep away every possibility of contradiction from themselves and are referred to as what? Muhkam verses. These clear verses have been named as Ummul Kitab, the basis of Kitab. That is, they are the basis for the interpretation and explanation of other verses. Remember what I just said before this. I said the ambiguous verses have to be, they stand in need of interpretation. They have to be interpreted. They have to be explained under the umbrella of what? Clear verses, which are the muhkam. Let's take some other examples where we look at the ambiguous verses now. What are the ambiguous verses? How do they look like? Okay. The hand of Allah is above their hands. Now, what does it mean when we say hand of Allah? Is it hand, like a physical hand? No, brothers and sisters, since we know that Allah is not a physical entity, He's not a physical being. So this means that this verse is not very clear. It needs interpretation. It needs to be understood under the shadow of other verses. Let's look at another verse. It says, and surely Allah is all hearing, all knowing. So when we say Allah is all hearing, does He have like two ears like us? Na'udhu billah. Now, all hearing and all knowing in this verse, it would mean the knowledge of Allah. Okay, so see, it is not talking, the verse is not talking about the ears of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have physical ears like us. It is, the verse is referring to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These types of verses, which we said are ambiguous, they are called mutashabih. In Islam and in the terminology of Quran, they are called mutashabih. Those verses which at first sight appear to be ambiguous and possess several meanings. These are the ambiguous verses. They typically need interpretation in the light of clear verses. This is why clear verses are referred to as Ummul Kitab, the basis of the book. In Arabic also means mother. So in this sense, when we say Ummul Kitab, this means mother of other verses. So when other verses are not clear, and for us, in order to comprehend those verses, we have to refer back to the muhkamat, the muhkam verses of Quran. So this is how these ambiguous verses, they continue to guide us like those clear verses of Quran.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah.
You can write it. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel, but it's allowed. Are you listening? Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving.